Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue with our Journey to the Resurrection series with a discussion on Mark 15:47.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Mark 15:47. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. Yesterday, Jessica discussed the moment when, after having breathed his last, Jesus' limp body was lowered from the cross and placed inside a tomb. And nearly everyone watching, his followers included, were certain that was the end. Their leader was dead, and with him their hopes for the kingdom reign of which the prophets foretold. Had they been wrong? Had the disciples and all the rabbis that had lived prior misunderstood? For three long, dark days, Jesus remained in that tomb while the Jewish leaders rejoiced and his disciples and mother wept. The people's hopes seemed dashed. Their oppressors, the Romans and the Pharisees, had joined forces and, it seemed, had won. I wonder what thoughts, what conversations, what miracles replayed in the disciples' minds as they grieved over their beloved teacher. Maybe they remembered with increased clarity all the times he had told them he would soon suffer and die. But did they also remember, even for just a moment, the rest of that promise, that he would also rise again? Or were their hearts too wounded, their minds too traumatized for hope to bloom? Maybe you know what that feels like when a crisis hits and you can barely catch your breath, yet in desperation you manage to utter desperate pleas for help, begging God to intervene, to overpower the evildoers, to stop the storm, believing that he will. But then things escalate and you find yourself struggling to believe the promise, let alone to hold tight to it. In those painful seasons, amidst our fear and our grief, may we reflect upon this holy day when our Savior lay lifeless in a tomb and his followers, having already fallen away, returned to their old way of life, to life before God planted those first seeds of hope in their soul, wishing they could forget the joy they felt when Jesus convinced them they were meant for more. But may we also remember that his promises still stand, even when our circumstances and emotions say otherwise. Whether our tomb-like period lasts a few days or a few years, we can trust our God will come through. Many churches celebrate what's called Holy Saturday, the day between Christ's brutal death and glorious resurrection, reflecting on all that he suffered, and the day when all felt hopeless, a darkness so deep one feels it in their bones, knowing that it's but a matter of hours before the bright rays of dawn break forth and death will be no more. Dawn always breaks, my friend. Life will win. And so today we hold tight to the promise, knowing that our Savior came, died, and rose again to give you and I thriving life. He promised us that, And that's a promise we can hold tight to, we can trust in. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for sending your Son to earth to die in our place. Thank you that he has given us a way to have a relationship with you. Thank you that he conquered death when he died on the cross and rose again. He conquered all the forces of darkness, and he has given us new life through our faith in him. When life feels hard, dark, frightening, may we remember that his promise still stands. His kingdom will come. We can trust his promises. Just like he proved himself faithful to the disciples when he rose from the grave, just like he proved himself faithful to us as well, we know that every promise that he has made will come to pass. Remind us of truth when circumstances try to distort our vision. Increase our faith. Quiet our fears, comfort our pain, and remind us of your presence, of your love, and of your never-ending grace. And it is in the name of your Son, our Savior, that we pray. Amen.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.